Open Book Audio presents One Woman's Vengeance by Dennis R. Miller. It is read for you by the author. The novel was published in October 2011. The Open Book Audio version was recorded in March 2012.
One Woman's Vengeance, Chapter 1. The roar echoed across the New Mexico Valley as the bullet ripped a hole into the lower belly of the man's figure. She hated the noise, but there was nothing to be done about that. Guns were like the men who created them, heavy, cold, loud, and deadly. The man beside her nodded slowly and stroked his long, gray-flecked black mustache. "Be nice if you aim for the chest. A gut shot's good. Man knows he's dying if he's gut shot." "But if he's a hard man, he can still get a shot off," the woman recited. She'd heard the lecture 100 times. The man grinned, his straight teeth slightly browned from years of cigars. There was a gap where he'd lost a molar during a fight in which he took one to the mouth with a rifle stock. Had it been an inch lower, it would have broken his jaw, and he would have been living on milk and soft cheese the rest of his life. "Chest is best. Shock stiffens him up. Get close to the heart. They bleed fast, die quick. Can't work the hands at all." Nora sighed.
"I know, Peter, I know."
She dumped the spent shells from her chamber and began reloading.
"Set him up again."
The tall, lean man, slightly hunched from years of riding, running, camping, and sitting over stained green poker tables, adjusted his beaten tan Stetson and ambled over to the figure. He propped his rifle upright against a cactus. "She's gonna shoot his balls off this time," he said to himself. He sniffed knowingly as the young woman nodded, drew her gun, and proceeded to put a bullet in the target's chest.